We welcome you to our bonus segment here. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, with Glenn Mack now. And we've got some duos to talk about. You know, kind of like me and you are great together.
Absolutely.
Eagles have had a history of smash twosomes. And Glenn Macnow's put together a list of the best of the best.
Right, and we do this because now that the Eagles re-up Jernigan and you have Jernigan and Fletcher Cox as two young defensive tackles, Cox, I think, 26, Jernigan, 25, looking ahead. It's a great combo. So what great combos have the Eagles had? All right, Dave, let's start with, we'll start at offensive tackle.
Okay.
Right? And you can go way back and do Sizemore and Walters, which was a great combo, absolutely. I'm going to go a little bit more recent than that. I'm going to go to somebody, or two guys that we watched for a lot of years, John Runyon and Trey Thomas, who played 134 games together as bookends on that line, protecting Donovan McNabb for all those years. Runyon came in 2000, was a great free agent signing by Andy Reid. He didn't miss a game in six seasons, and you remember more than anything those 13 matchups with Michael Strahan. I always thought Strahan had the early edge, and then Runyon dominated in the later years.
And Runyon was able to change his body type, become a little bit less bulky, gain quickness. And what's interesting, Glenn, is through all of that, what I think about with those two is that during that time, the Eagles went to five NFC championship games and one Super Bowl. And I know Eagles fans will say, well, boy, the Eagles never had wide receivers, and they like this playmaker. But they had an offensive line, and that was so instrumental in Donovan McNabb's development.
Absolutely.
So
and
great bookend.
After having missed earlier with, like, the Antoine Davises and the Kevin
Lester
Allens,
Holmes,
Bernard Williams, right?
Tackle, right?
Man, they hit with those two.
And, gosh, and all good those for names, them. I just...
You cringe.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the secondary, Dave Spadaro.
Right,
we could go
it.
Back. We could do Hopkins and Andre Waters. We could do Lito and Sheldon. I'm going to do Bobby Taylor and Troy Vincent, which to me was a great combo. Troy Vincent, of course, came as a free agent the same year as John Runyon, and I think those two moves so helped Andy Reid and the Eagles have all those successes you talked about. He was here for 8 years, made five straight Pro Bowls, only two guys in franchise history have made more than five straight Pro Bowls. That would be Pete Pijos and Reggie White. So that shows you the company he travels in, Troy Vincent. Bobby Taylor, I thought, was maybe a little underappreciated by Eagles fans over the years because he wasn't a hitter. He could tackle, but he wasn't really a hitter. But, boy, he could cover. They got him. They drafted him, if you remember, originally to cover Michael Irvin. And I looked up the numbers.
Yes,
here
please.
You go. Not counting Taylor's rookie year. We'll call that a learning experience.
Okay.
He and Michael Irvin matched up in six games. Irvin had 22 catches, 315 yards, 63 yards a game.
Yeah, not bad.
And one touchdown.
Not bad.
So
yeah. Bobby Taylor, the big receiver covering cornerback who we'll see in Dallas because he's always on the sidelines before the games.
Remember, the word they always used for him was rangy.
Rangy. Rasul Douglasy.
Rangy, yeah. Hey,
okay.
If
we're
this is that player, we'll
wouldn't
be delighted.
Wouldn't that be nice, yes.
All right, number three, Dave Spadaro, and I think this is the obvious one where everybody would go, Reggie and Clyde. You don't even need the last names, Reggie and Clyde. The misconception was always that Reggie White carried Clyde Simmons, and look, it helps when you got Reggie on the other end taking up those blockers, but I thought that Clyde Simmons could more than carry his own. He was sometimes double-teamed. He had Clyde Simmons... had 19 sacks in 1989, was team MVP, defensive MVP twice, was a great player in his own right, and of course, Reggie White, arguably the best defensive end in the history of pro football, died sadly at age 43, made the Hall of Fame 13 months later. Between the two of those guys, 163 sacks over the course of from 87 to 93, so seven seasons.
Yeah.
Hey, pretty darn good.
I was here during those times. They were almost unstoppable, and then you throw in Jerome Brown in the middle, a little Mike Pitts, a little Mike Golic, and you understand why the gangrene defense under Buddy Ryan, and then even better under Bud Carson,
yeah,
was so dominating.
That was the best year.
Yeah, and how that team never won, it still gnaws at me. Yeah, well, that didn't help in 1991. So there you go. Top duos, Glenn Macnow, Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us.